like superstars.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
We get to talk to a lot of really, really cool people with East Coast Breakfast and East Coast Radio. None cooler than Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards nominees. Now, this German actor has been nominated alongside other favorite African stars, Patricia Kihoro, Shikana, Shoma Josie, and Tenny. Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards 2020!
2020!
Celebrates kids' favorites from across the world of film and television and music and pop culture and animation and more. The nominations are announced on the KCA blog, announcing the event will be hosted by Grammy award-winning superstar Chance the Rapper.
Sick!
What? Unless you're from the other side of the Atlantic, then it's Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, it's Chance.
But we're in South Africa where we say Chance Proper.
Chance, bro.
Chance the Rapper. Do we say Chance the Rapper?
No, no.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. No, no, rap. Hey, come on, not that bad.
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
All right. In the localized country-specific category of African social star, this Durban actor is up against Anne Kansiime from Uganda, fellow South African lip sync contestant, creator Shane Khrobla, and DJ Kuppi of Nigeria. So, massive competition.
Mm-mm.
Joining us this morning is South African entertainer, actor, and all round cool human being, Prev Reddy.
Yeah, Prev!
Thank you.
What an intro.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, I just heard some of the nominees there and stuff.
I'm still shaking.
You literally did shake your head when we went to Shoma Josie.
Yeah. That's, I mean, at least I'm not in her category. So that's like, but just the fact that I'm within that realm of people is bizarre to me. Like,
which category, who's in the category, Prev or Auntie Shamila?
I mean, it's both of us apparently. It's like my name and Auntie Shamila in brackets.
Okay.
So, I mean, without her, without me, there's no her.
Because
so
that's what all the kids know Auntie Shamila.
They love her. I don't know.
I know. Have you seen your numbers? They're insane.
It is horrifying.
So you're going as Auntie then?
No. Me.
But they're going to be freaked out. They're going to go, who's this guy?
I mean, that's why I use myself sometimes. I mean, she has to shout at somebody in a video. So I'm usually the target.
So you're going to go not as like for other kids with like Miranda Sings. You're not going to go as
basically,
Miranda Sings.
Oh my God.
You're
going to
go as Ballinger.
Yes.
Okay.
Love. Miranda Sings.
She's our favorite.
She's my. I met her.
What?
I met. I know. I freaked
Close
out.
Close the front door.
I know. I cried.
Hold on. Can let me just pop in here. You know, for some of the people perhaps who are like the who, the what, the where. All right, Prev.
Yes.
Let's begin.
Okay.
Where is Prev from?
Okay. Prev is from Durban.
Yes.
Born and raised.
How old are you?
I am 24. I was about to say 23.
And how old is Auntie Shamila?
She doesn't say her age.
Oh, she doesn't say her age.
She usually lashes at people when they ask her, because her number one rule is you never ask a woman her age.
Okay, please tell Auntie I say I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. She'll be fine.
Okay, was she born before or after 9/11?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she go to Ayadin?
Sometimes.
Because I know the age. Okay.
She's a very posh auntie.
Yeah.
How did Prev meet Auntie Shamila?
I'm her son.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah, I'm her son.
So. See, I'm just catching up. I'm sorry. I missed the first season, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I got you. So no,
we're just doing a catch up.
She's my mom. She's my mom.
She's your mom.
She's my mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And tell me now, is she like okay that you're going to be going in her place to the awards or what's
happening?
She's
fine.
Here?
You know, her thing is that she's had her life of fame and now she's really upset to me that I've brought the spotlight back onto her.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's like, oh, you know, the burden of being famous again.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's super excited. Look, she's excited because she feels like if I win this, it means I get out of the house faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
look, I know that you are her son,
yes.
But I'm pretty sure that you spent enough time with her to do an excellent Auntie Shamila impression.
Yes.
If she had to win this award, what would her thank you speech, like maybe a line from her thank you speech?
Firstly, I would just like to thank the community, Kerry, darling. You know, they've supported me and, you know, they were behind me. But like I said, winning this means my son is out of my house faster. Because I just want time with my husband. It's time now. He's 24. I want to have some alone time with my man, you know? But thank you for all the support. I really appreciate it.
I mean, you just sounded just like her.
You sound
crazy.
Apple doesn't fall too far.
I thought I was watching the video. She's like, but tell me something. something?
Yes.
Is it? I read this somewhere.
Yes.
That you are the first
Indian, South African Indian,
South African Indian to be nominated.
Yeah.
So are you officially better than Hashim Amla?
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, we went to the same high school, so I don't know if
DHS. DHS.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, DHS, what's up? Listen, first Indian.
Okay. All right. So he can't obviously go head to head with Hashim Amla, but you're bigger than Logie Naidu, right?
I don't know. I don't want to say anything. I mean,
Darren, did you just say that? You're not cookie ready.
When and where is the awards?
So the awards happen in LA.
Yeah.
And from what I think I'm sure of is that when you win, you are then sent to the awards.
Oh, so, okay.
Yes, yeah. So now it's sort of like a, but no one's really said anything to us. Everything is still very like, we get told time over time over time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're nominated.
Did you send in an entry to get nominated?
Or? So last year I got to go to Comic-Con and I got to shoot content and do like Auntie Shamila's first Comic-Con experience. And Nickelodeon was there and Comedy Central were there. And I think they've already seen some of my stuff online. So someone reached out to me because they knew I was at the convention and they asked if I could head over to the Nickelodeon stand and just do some stuff. Because obviously a large part of my fan base is our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to do some of that and I met some of the people there, but that was pretty much it. And then last week, Thursday, I got a email and then a WhatsApp saying, hi, check your mail. And I was like, weird, how do you have my number? And then checked my email to say that I was a KCA nominee.
And Helman, for how many minutes did you first go, I'm being pranked?
Yeah.
Or
I asked whether they got the right Prevent Ready, because there's another one much more richer and famous than me. But he doesn't do kid content as well.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
So when it happened, I legit cried for about 10 minutes, only because at the beginning of every year, I make myself a vision board just for like 6 months. Because
nice.
I like to like visualize where I want to be and what I want to do. And the thing I put on my vision board was a logo of Nickelodeon. And I told myself, I don't know how weird, right? I got the photo. I showed
you
everyone.
You manifested it.
I did.
Brilliant.
You secreted it.
I secreted it.
Oh, what else can you tell us then? What can you manifest?
So, listen, make a vision board.
Make a vision board.
And so
Sky.
I literally put it there and I was like, I don't know how, I don't know when, but in some shape or form, I really want to work with Nickelodeon because
wow.
I've always loved the channel and the brand since KTV.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they called me and that happened, I looked straight at my vision. It's right in front of my bed. And I was like, no way. Universe? Well done.
And did you see underneath it? Because I've seen your vision board. Underneath it says East Coast Breakfast. And here you are.
Right?
It's crazy. It was amazing.
I had your picture there. I had your picture
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, but again, as cheesy as it sounds, I've been telling everybody this. The fact that I'm even nominated and to be recognized on an international level is just so overwhelming. And I'm so grateful for it.
So who are you up against?
I'm up. Okay, so Shanae is a TikToker. So I
do. Oh, Shanae.
Sharnay, sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
So she's a TikToker and I work with TikTok as well, but she's like an intense, like dancing. I have two left feet, so
yeah.
So she,
is it TikTok's all about dance? That kills me.
It's ridiculous. I love it, sorry, but it's ridiculous.
What's your numbers on TikTok?
I have 58,000 followers.
Holy smack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darren reached 100 yesterday.
Okay. I'm a boomer, so I got, no, okay. Actually, I had 2,500.
Here we go. So,
well done. Yeah, you have to
thank you. Be humble.
So there's her, and then there's obviously Anne, who's a comedian and actress as well from Uganda, and then there's DJ Kapi, who's from Nigeria. Now I'm scared because the Nigerian fans are hardcore, with whatever they do, like whoever they support, they're like hardcore. But I mean, just over this past weekend, the amount of support that I've been getting online for this is insane. My phone is like going crazy. It's been going crazy.
So now when do we find out? When do you get that call to say, hey, but you're booking your ticket?
I think nominations, I mean, entries close in March, and then they let us know sort of like prior to that, and it's like a quick sort of like turnaround of you're leaving.
So we have to vote for you.
Yes, it's a public thing.
Oh, it's a voting thing.
Can we get our people to vote for you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Can you make an appeal?
Yes, please.
So if you can, it takes 5 minutes to vote. You just go onto kca.nickelodeonafrica.com. The process, you have to vote for all 30 categories. So the first category is obviously the category with Shekinah and Shoma Josie.
Yeah.
And then you redirect it to page 2, which is my category. And you can vote as many times as you want. So you'd have to vote for the entire categories and then
submit. submit the vote.
Submit the vote.
And then when you, if you re-vote, again, all 30
all
categories,
30 again.
And
so,
then submit the vote.
Yeah, so it's sort of their way of making sure everyone votes for everyone's category. It's sort of like fair and...
I have a question.
When you say you can vote for you as many times, like unlimited, I could spend the entire day voting for you.
Why do you think I didn't sleep last night?
But well, listen, that's why the Nigerians are winning.
Wait, why, Darren?
Prev, ready, Auntie Shamila, click. You've just got my vote.
Woo! Did you vote for the other 29?
What? Yeah, I voted for Shekinah first.
So is this all you do? You just, on social media, consume, create.
Yeah, so I got a degree in producing, in film production. Mm-hmm. So I used to, the fun fact, I was a PA on a TV show on SABC 3, and one of the guests was Shoma Josie, and that's where I met her. And I was running around giving her script and crazy.
Sure.
And so while I was living in Joburg, I was doing open mics, stand-up as well, and then... One day, I mean,
do all the clubs, Goliath, Parker's,
Goliath, one of the box, like wherever I could. Mark Banks, I owe everything to Mark Banks. Also,
he's a legend.
Mark, not knowing whether I was funny or not, calls Joe Parker one day because I was his driver, and I was like, I'm also a comedian. He's like, cool, do you want to do Parker's? I'm like, lol, are you serious? Mm. He's like, yeah. Calls Joe. Joe's like, I got this kid. Give him 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Rush from set.
Jeez.
To Parker's comedy, and then I was at Parker's almost like every weekend. But Joburg is Joburg, and it got very hectic. A lot, and I moved back. And when I moved back, I was like, okay, what's my plan? I have the internet. The internet's the future. I have my skill of filmmaking. I do stand up. So I sort of merged it. Yeah.
Yeah. And look at you now, Nickelodeon nominee.
I still get goosebumps.
When I was just going, I mean, I'm obviously being completely focused on you right now, but I'm also going through all the voting.
Yes.
And I mean, there's huge names. I mean, after your category, it comes, which show do you want? Modern Family, Stranger Things. Oh, I mean, these are all the caliber of people that are your best female star. Millie Brown is in there.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. To be there,
I know.
With you,
you have to be there. And you need a plus one. Who's your plus one going to be?
I don't know. Are you guys free?
Yeah, I'm open.
Yeah,
Sky, will you look after my?
No, I'm not looking. Before you go, I reckon you've given us all the details in terms of how to vote for you as Prev. Mm-hmm. I reckon the kids want to hear Auntie. They want to hear what Auntie has to say about voting and how we can vote. So, when you're ready.
Okay. All right, children. Hello. I'm here. You know, I left my house very early to come to East Coast Radio in the morning, but I just came here to tell you children, please vote for me and my son for the Kids' Choice Award. He's nominated in the Social Star category in Africa. You go into kca.nickelodeonafrica.com, vote for him. Please, I am begging you because I need this child out of my house ASAP. So vote. Voting's unlimited and voting closes in March. Thank you, Auntie.
Thank you, Auntie.
Thanks, Auntie. Bye.
Thank you, Priv.
Bye. Thank you for having me, guys.
Hey, superstars. East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Kerry, and Sky. Darren, Kerry.